This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is getting a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19 after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. The FDA said J&J's vaccine offers strong protection against what matters most, serious illness, hospitalization, and death. Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health.
I hope everybody is aware of just how amazing it is that we can talk here today at the end of February about a third vaccine that has gone through rigorous trials and has been proven safe and effective in tens of thousands of people.
By the end of March, J&J has said it expects to deliver 20 million doses to the United States and 100 million by summer. President Joe Biden is hailing the House of Representatives' passage of his $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
President Biden is hailing House passage of the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill he's championed.
The yeas are 219. The nays are 212.
It was a near party line vote.
The bill is passed.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced passage of the package early Saturday morning. It includes $1,400 checks for most Americans, billions for schools, state and local governments, businesses, COVID-19 vaccines and testing, and extends emergency unemployment benefits. Republicans complained it includes too much for special interest projects. Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas.
This is one of the most expensive bills in the history of the People's House, and it doesn't prioritize the immediate needs of the American people.
But President Biden urged quick Senate action.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly,